So let's talk just quickly about what I mean by context. If I told you I had a bike lock and I intended to lock up my bike with this bike lock, you'd probably think that was a reasonable idea. But if I punched a hole in a stack of documents with very, very confidential information that we didn't want leaving the premise of our business, and I put the bike lock through that hole in the paper and left it out in the company break room, you might think, wow, that bike lock is not doing a lot of good, right? The change in context, of course, is that it is so easy to just tear those pages. The bike lock is providing almost no security. So when we think about how we secure things, you have to understand all the other components that are tied into the context. Intellectual property is no different. As we're going to see today, as we talk about both trade secrets and copyrights, the different contexts, and including the legal contexts, change how we think about security. We will be touching on a couple of the legal components of these today, which leads me to this obligatory disclaimer on the next slide. Okay. As I've said, I'm not an attorney. So we have to have the I'm not an attorney speech. I am going to be touching on a couple of legal topics today, but I am touching on them because as a security professional, I've needed to understand how these have applied in order to provide good cybersecurity advice and guidance. If you think, if any of you attorneys think that I am misstating something, that's totally fine. When you engage me to help you with your cybersecurity, I'm happy to be corrected and I'll apply that into my analysis. But this is based on my experience in helping to protect trade secrets and copyrights, and I'm not claiming any legal expertise or knowledge or authority here. So with that in mind, let's jump right into talking about something that is a legal definition. What is a trade secret? My non-lawyer view, it's information that a company wants to protect. Generally, it is not known outside the business. It may even be limited distribution within the business. Generally difficult to acquire, not readily apparent to the general public. Usually the business has invested in developing the secret, has worked to keep it secret, and otherwise it's valuable information that is not known outside the business, that is protected and is important for their competitive or advantage or their business operations, et cetera. So what is our objective with trade secret? We want to ensure, of course, that the secret information remains within the organization, but we also want to ensure that even individuals who are authorized to use or access the trade secrets are doing so in an appropriate fashion so that it can maintain its trade secret status. And so let's talk about a couple of different types of threats that would threaten our trade secrets. The first one is described on this next slide, is kind of the super obvious one, the generic intruder. There's a lot of different types of intruders, organized crime, anarchists, industrial espionage is a real thing. And of course, then there's just the random, there are actually just people who look for ways to break into systems. That's just what they do. So we have this type of intruder. Their goal is to circumvent any existing defenses, to steal, destroy, modify, or otherwise exploit in an unauthorized fashion information, including trade secrets if they're stored digitally. Attackers use a wide range of techniques to get into systems. They can distribute malware where the goal is to create security holes, exploit vulnerabilities. You'll see a couple of things on some of my slides about trade secrets, about social engineering. This is kind of like your typical first order type of threat. So how do we protect against this kind of threat? Well, the good news is there's a lot of standard measures and they do reasonable things. So your antivirus, your firewall, et cetera, those are all very standard approaches to protecting against intruders. However, you should be aware a lot of vulnerabilities are happening today. I shouldn't use the word. A lot of break-ins are happening today because people are still using weak, guessable passwords.